Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from the Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. You can call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you can save on your auto insurance. What else are you going to do with your phone for the next few minutes? Look at pictures of food your friends ate again? No, call 1-888-FARMERS and get yourself a quote.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
We got a great show for you today. I am excited. Big time Super Bowl matchup coming up Sunday. Super Bowl weekend is always fun, but especially when you got two dynamic teams going at it, dynamic quarterbacks going at it. So I, for one, am very excited, and let me bring in my partner, Mr. Rob Parker. What's up, man? How are you?
Doing good. What's happening?
I am good. I am good. I don't think you're as excited as I am about this Super Bowl.
Nah, not really, to be honest. I mean, obviously, just not. I don't know. Maybe we're not there. Just a different year. Feels a little weird to me. It wouldn't be the first time, but I'm sure it'll be people will be entertained. There's a lot of storylines as usual with the Super Bowl, so I think most.
What are you doing?
Will.
Are you gonna be you watching it with a group or?
Nah.
Or what do you think you do? Really,
grading
just
papers.
Gonna be by yourself? Really?
Yep.
You'll be grading papers and just have the game on.
Yep, that's what I'll do.
Wow. We're having another couple over that you know we're really close with, and we've seen them during COVID and all that. And so just be the four of us watching it, eating, enjoying ourselves. But I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, we got Brian Westbrook, former All-Pro running back, FS1 NFL analyst coming on at the bottom of the hour. And so keep it locked right here over the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83, however you may be watching, and you won't be disappointed over these next 3 hours. Let's introduce the iCouple crew. DJ Alex Tyshirt, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, once again off. So my man, Don, the heavy one, yes, the heavy one, will be digging in the crates on a funky Flashback Friday. We got the super producer, Rob G, of course, in the house. And I'm guessing, as every Friday, it's our man, Steve DeSager, on the updates.
Hey, Steve.
Correct? Yes. All right. All right, Rob, so let's get into it. First, let's do our picks. They're out there. We have tweeted out the Fox Sports Radio experts, personalities, if you will, tweets. I got Kansas City 37-34, Rob. I was very – there's something in me was saying go 37-31, but I officially went 37-34, so I'm going to stick with it. That means, obviously, it's – you would think it would be a very good game unless, you know, KC would have a big lead early and then – Kansas City kind of makes it close at the end, but it's not really that type of game, kind of like their regular season game. But I think, you know, I'm 37-34. I'm thinking it's going to be a good, exciting, close game. Your pick.
I got Chiefs 35-17. I think there'll be a late pick six, something like that, turnover that'll make it bigger, the score a little bit bigger than it was. I think that's how it plays out. I expect the Chiefs to be able to take advantage of that secondary. So I think that's where it'll be. I think 35-17.
All right, there it is. Those are our picks. And we are interested. You can tweet at us if you like what yours are. But we both got Kansas City winning this thing. I got to be honest, I feel like I can't lose either way. I like both guys. I picked Kansas City. I like Mahomes, obviously. And so I'm hoping that they win. But I'll be honest, if Tom Brady gets number seven, I got no issues whatsoever. I love seeing history made, greatness. So I would be cool if he gets number seven. So I'm just going to enjoy the game, although I am pulling for the Chiefs to win. All right, Rob, there was an article, CBS, what they did, CBS Sports, they have ranked all of the quarterback matchups in Super Bowl history. And they are making a bold claim. And that claim is that this is the greatest matchup of quarterbacks we've ever seen in the NFL. And they actually go out of their way to say, no, this is not a prisoner of the moment situation. But they are saying that this is the best quarterback matchup ever in Super Bowl history. Your thoughts?
What are your thoughts? I'd rather hear what you have to say.
I agree. I agree that it is for several reasons. One, I think that you have two guys for the first time ever in Super Bowl history that I can recall, unless I'm missing, you know, something. I think this is the first time you've ever got two guys that are in the GOAT conversation meeting in the Super Bowl. Now, obviously, Mahomes is too early in his career to be, like, debated. Is he the GOAT and all that? No. But he is one of those guys being, you know, the only guy playing right now that's being mentioned as a guy that could become the GOAT. And obviously, Brady, in many people, most people, I think, estimation, is already viewed as the GOAT. So I think it's the first time you've ever had two guys in the GOAT conversation playing against each other in the Super Bowl. We had Montana against Marino. Marino was in his second year, was playing great, but had not won a Super Bowl. Montana had, I think, won two already, but he wasn't, you know, viewed as the GOAT at that point in time. We had Montana Elway. Elway, I think it was 0-2 in Super Bowls, and Montana made him 0-3. And so he had not won a Super Bowl yet. So this one, you got two guys that have already won the Super Bowl, two guys in the GOAT conversation. Brady, I wouldn't say at the top of his game, but is playing incredibly well. You see very little drop off. He led the league in you know, completions over 20 yards. So he's playing very well. And then Mahomes obviously is playing great. And then, Rob, I think the historical implications of this game. Brady, if he wins, he's got more Super Bowls than any other franchise. That's ridiculous. So that the historical implications of that are crazy. And then Mahomes, if he wins, he becomes the youngest quarterback ever to have multiple Super Bowl championships and an MVP. So there's history there as well. And then just as you mentioned earlier, all the storylines, you know, with these quarterbacks and what, you know, you got the youth and of Mahomes, you got him playing with the banged up offensive line. They're already, I've seen commentators on TV saying if Mahomes, even though they're favorite, they're like, if Mahomes pulls this off with 2 second string tackles and a banged up offensive line in general in Tampa Bay, they think it'll be incredible. And then Tom Brady, of course, left the team he had played with for 20 years, left the legendary coach who he was linked, you know, they were arm in arm. They were linked at the hip, you know, for 20 years. He left them, and in his first year elsewhere in a new system, leads a team that hadn't been to the playoffs in more than a decade to the Super Bowl, beat three teams on the road. Like, it's just incredible, or beat three teams on the road to get there. And so I think that all that, the history, the storylines, where they're at right now, and I think that's why this is the best quarterback matchup ever.
Yeah, I just, you know, the world we live in, everything that happens today is better than anything that ever happened. I just think we get caught up in it. I think it's a great matchup, but I just don't know, history-wise, if it is the greatest matchup. Some of the early football matchups, Bart Starr and Len Dawson.
Super Bowl.
Yeah, but I'm talking about those Bart Starr and Len Dawson.
That was pre-Super Bowl a lot. Well, early, yeah. But yeah.
That was Super Bowl.
First one, I believe. First,
yeah, I mean,
second,
but those were two great quarterbacks back then. I mean, it just depends on how you look at stuff. Sure, there's plenty of storylines. I'm just not in that camp of everything that happens today is better. Every player who's played today is better than any player who played before.
I'm not in that camp.
A lot of people. A lot of people. Just people in general.
I don't think you have to be in that camp to say this is the best matchup.
I'm just saying,
is better than Jordan. I mean,
But I'm saying a lot of people. Everything, people just think most stuff that's happening today is better than anything that's ever happened. That's all. I think that's fair to say.
People are pointing out reasons. You know, I mean,
no, I get it.
I just gave a bunch of reasons.
I heard your reasons, but I'm not in that camp. I think I'd have to probably do a lot more, think about what the meaning was during that time. I don't know. Did Joe Namath and how come that's not there? Joe Namath and the Colts, Burt Jones. How come that's not a
Burt
Super Bowl
Jones
matchup?
Isn't close to the level of Pat Mahomes or Tom Brady.
Yeah, but that was a huge matchup. I'm just saying quarterback matchup.
They were two good quarterbacks, but I'm saying that we're comparing, you know, there have been great quarterback matchups. There's nobody saying that hasn't been the case.
Yeah,
but
I guess I'm not on board. I'll say there's probably another one that I don't know about that's probably, but this one has a lot of angles and has a lot of stories, so I can see why people want to parade it and celebrate it.
Yeah, the one, Rob, I would go with as closest to this would be Staubach and Bradshaw in 79. I mean, both of their matchups were, you know, when they met in the Super Bowl, the Cowboys, the Steelers, it was awesome. But I would say 79, when they played each other, Staubach had already had two Super Bowls. Bradshaw had two Super Bowls, you know, so it was, that was a matchup where, you know, Bradshaw was never really viewed as the best quarterback in the league necessarily. Staubach, of course, was. And so that, I would say that was the closest, because you had two bona fide winners with, you know, multiple Super Bowl rings under their belts. So I would put that one as the closest to this. But I think because, again, Bradshaw never in the GOAT conversation. Some may have thrown Staubach in there. But this one, you got two. And you got them both playing at the top of their games. And you've heard it. Some are saying, oh, this would be like if Jordan and LeBron had met up, you know. So I think it's going to be exciting. And I do think this is the best quarterback matchup in Super Bowl history. We want to hear your thoughts. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. What do you think? Is Pat Mahomes, Tom Brady, the greatest quarterback matchup we've ever seen on Super Sunday? We want to know your opinion as we continue the conversation with you next. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Funky Flashback Friday. All right, Don. All right, the heavy one with little Rick James in the house. We like it. We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio Studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS, and you can save a whole lot of something. That's money on your car insurance. 877-99 on Fox. I think with CBS Sports that this is the greatest quarterback matchup in Super Bowl history. Rob disagrees. Where are you at on this one?
Tony in D.C., you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Tony?
Fellas, what's good? Parker's Platoon is in the house in 2021. Glad y'all doing good. Broussard, I know you've been blocking my phone number, but that's for another day.
Yo, what you got to say to me, bro? I told you
I've
this
been trying
in August.
To get through all year.
I told
you.
Say what
Broussard,
you got to say.
You can't
hurt me right now. I'm on top of the world. I picked this in August, bro. What you got?
Okay. But yeah, I think that I have two for you. The first one I'll say is Russell Wilson and Tom Brady. Wilson had already won a Super Bowl, and Brady had was coming off multiple Super Bowls, and I think it really would have added to Russell's career, but because of a certain play call, you know, Brady got lucky once again.
That and was better other, than this one.
The other one I will
that
say is in 84. In 84, Marino's first year going up against Joe Montana, where Marino was, I guess you could say, the Mahomes of his time.
No, he
even
wasn't.
Though he hadn't won, even though he hadn't won yet. But I'm talking about just talent-wise. Talent-wise. Well, he hadn't won anything. He hadn't won anything. That was his first year in the league. We didn't know he would never get back to the Super
Bowl.
It was his second year. But his talent-wise, he was just as good as Mahomes, and Montana was the man at that time. Like much how Tom Brady is the man at this time. But you know, it was a great matchup, and Marino threw for 5,000 that year. I want to say, so that was another matchup.
Nobody's saying there haven't been great matchups. There have been many great ones, no doubt.
Dre in Michigan, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Dre?
What it do, people? Y'all all right?
What up, bro? We good.
Oh, man, y'all been on fire all week, man. Appreciate y'all for real,
though. Thank you, my man. Thank you.
But I don't think you can really say that it's the greatest of all time because now if you want to say of this modern era or recent history, yes, because it's hard not to go back and know, and be in the time period of when other quarterbacks played or what that meant at that time. So I think you can only limit it to like right now because it does make a very compelling story as far as the great one going out and as far as the great one coming in. You know, and they both got something on the line by this. It's a legacy defining Super Bowl, shall I say. But
when,
I don't know if you can say it's the absolute greatest. You say what?
When have you seen that two guys in the GOAT conversation going at it in the Super Bowl?
But see, that's what I'm saying. I've never – well, you're saying the GOAT conversation, but can Patrick Mahomes truly be in the GOAT conversation
this
early?
Well, he's not – nobody would say he's the GOAT, but he is a guy people are looking at.
That's possibly
everyone is saying, yes, he could potentially be the GOAT. Nobody's saying that about all these other great young quarterbacks.
But what I'm saying, when you debate – but why are we saying it? And I'm not trying to take Rob Pittner of the moment thing.
He's got a Super Bowl and an MVP in his first 3 years. That's
okay, but what if he does? What if he does nothing else the rest of his career?
Do you watch him? You really think he's gonna do nothing?
No,
else
I don't
the rest
think
of his
that.
Career?
But
all right, we ain't just saying it because of the accomplishments. It's also because of the watching a dude play.
We know injury coming into place down the line.
Well, yeah, of course you could get injured, but we could watch Michael Jordan early on and say this dude could be the greatest to ever play the game, even before he won.
Play for Dan Marino.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Yeah, we watched him. We thought he was going to be great.
But he didn't have a Super Bowl. He didn't have a Super Bowl win at that point. Aaron Rodgers ain't been back to the Super Bowl since he went the one time.
Tony in Los Angeles, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Tony?
Hey, what's up, Rob the Rabbi Parker? Hey, this is why Chris Broussard is going to be 0-for-3 on this segment. You know what I'm saying? I got three names for you. Brad Johnson, Trent Dilfer, and Alex Smith. Anytime you associated with those three names, you cannot be a no-GOAT conversation. And all of this foolishness that CBS and all these false narratives that they put.
Explain, bro. Patrick Mahomes right now.
Listen, let me break it down to you. Let me explain. Patrick Mahomes, out of the eight quarterbacks in the last 20 years that have won one Super Bowl ring, has got a quarterback rating of 78. That's the lowest. Lower than Brad Johnson, lower than Trent Dilfer. Number two, Alex Smith. 4,000 yards, 26 touchdowns, 5 interceptions in 2017. Patrick Mahomes last year, 4,000 yards, 26 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. You let me know how that's some GOAT talk.
Man, you looking for reasons to hate. Stop it.
Oh, I mean, here we go.
You are.
Here Tony, we go.
I can bring out all the times Michael Jordan got beat in the first round of the playoffs. And I could have been like early in his career.
Listen,
go.
You're going to other sports. Go. Since
he didn't sweat by Randy Brewer in the Milwaukee Bucks. So stop
football
it.
Football and quarterbacking.
Watch the game. Watch the game and tell me the dudes in the class of Brad Johnson, Alex Smith, and Trent Dilfer. Really? You should be embarrassed. You shouldn't call up for another month with that mess. And get off Twitter while you're at it.
Nick in South Carolina, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What up, brother?
Man, before I get to my point, you know, I'm going to try to get back on Rob's good graces, man. Chris, get my man Rob some Jordans, man. You know I agree with the whole injury thing, but a bet's a bet.
No, he owed me the Jordans. That's the bet.
My point, I think this is definitely the greatest Super Bowl QB matchup for all the reasons Chris outlined. I think the only thing this really reminds me of is Elway versus Montana. Elway was a young buck like Mahomes. He really hadn't won anything, though. And Montana was a seasoned vet. He was going on for his fourth Super Bowl. But in my opinion, I mean, I'm just going to throw this out there. Greatest QB matchup will always be Brady versus Manning in the playoffs. I don't think anything will ever overtake that mystique.
No, those were some great matchups. There's no doubt. But I think Bradshaw Staubach was in that as far as mystique, because they were both such winners. You know, Manning and Brady, but mystique winning, that was crazy in the 70s. All right, we got our man Brian Westbrook, All-Pro running back, coming up. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch and you can save a bundle on your car insurance. We love having him on. He's a former All-Pro running back now and NFL analyst for Fox Sports 1. Brian Westbrook in the house. What up, brother?
What's happening?
Chris, what's going on, brother? I deserve Rob. How are you, brother? Good to
Doing
talk
good.
To you guys.
Good to have you on, man. And look, we're going to get to the Super Bowl, but obviously there's a lot going on in Philadelphia where you played the bulk of your career, had a great career there. We've seen reports that a Carson Wentz trade is coming sooner rather than later. Now, I don't know if those are accurate or not, but do you think that they should trade Wentz this offseason?
Well, you know, from my perspective, if the guy doesn't want to be there, I mean, can you force a guy to be there? Can you force him into a bad situation? And the reason I start with that is because a lot of the explanation as far as Carson Wentz's regression from this past season was because he wasn't happy with the staff. He wasn't happy with Doug Peterson, wasn't happy with Howie Roseman, the GM, but also not happy that they drafted Jalen Hurts. So if that's how he's going to perform when he's not happy, could you expect him to perform better this year if he doesn't want to be there? And with that thought in mind, my answer to that question is no, by the way. And with that thought in mind, at that point, he has to go. It just doesn't make sense to keep him in a place where he doesn't want to be. Potentially, the teammates don't want him to be there either. And, you know, with all those things in mind, why would you try to force him to stay in a place he doesn't want to be in?
Rob, if you don't mind, let me follow up quickly. Do you still think that Wentz, if he goes elsewhere and is happy, like let's say hypothetically he goes to Indianapolis where he's reunited with Frank Reich, do you think he still could emerge and have this great career and become, you know, a star quarterback?
I've watched Carson pretty closely, and I've seen him, you know, just regress little by little every season, and this year was the big regression. I, you know, his fundamentals have gone down, his technique, his footwork, all those things are important to the best quarterback in the league. He's gotten worse at, progressively worse at. And, you know, because of that, it's hard for me to imagine that he just goes to another team and now it all makes sense. Now everything just figures itself out and he's now back to one of the top quarterbacks in the league. Remember, let's say before the season he was a top five quarterback, which you probably top 10. He was one of the worst. I'm talking about 30th, 31st, 32nd, as far as the rank of quarterbacks in the league. I mean, that's a big-time drop. And so for him to be able to get this low and then jump right back up there, it's hard to me for me to imagine that that's going to happen. Mm.
Isn't the hard part that Jalen Hurts, despite his spark that he came out with, you know, if you ask executives and all the stories that float, just say that, you know, he's pretty good, but they're not ready. If Carson Wentz was just playing regular, they would stick with him, that he's a better quarterback. What is your take on Jalen Hurts? Because, you know, I read a lot of stuff, and it just sounds like he's middle of the road, you know, for most people.
Well, I thought the Eagles fans and management were very patient with Carson Wentz throughout his early part of his career. And I believe Jalen Hurts deserves that same type of opportunity. I believe that he deserves the opportunity to go into the offseason as a number one quarterback and get all those reps in the mini camps, in the OTAs, in the preseason, to be able to work with the first team. You know, we saw raw talent those last four games of the season from Jalen Hurts. We saw him play very well in the first half of games, and then he struggled in the second half while defenses were adjusting. So at that point, he needs to understand that he has to be better. Well, and this is when you do it. How do you get better? Well, you practice harder. You do different things there. You practice more. And that's what the offseason with Jalen Hurts as a starter would be. And remember, when you talk about the biggest jump as far as players go, it's between your first year and your second year. And this is a great opportunity for Jalen Hurts to take the grasp of this team, take it in his hand, and say, okay, we're going to get better together. And I think he deserves that opportunity.
Former All-Pro running back Brian Westbrook joining the iCouple. Brian, I don't know what your preseason prediction was for Tampa Bay, but share with us what it was and how surprised or not surprised you are that Tom Brady was able to lead them to the Super Bowl.
Chris, I'm going to tell you this. I'm like everybody else. Oh, of course I had him in the Super Bowl. Of course I had Tom Brady winning all. But, you know, it was my thought that even with Tom Brady there, that they were going to be a good team. But I thought it was going to be time that they needed time to gel, and especially coming off a preseason where you didn't have any OTAs, no time in the offseason to work out together, except for the quote-unquote illegal workouts that Tom Brady and that staff down there did as far as working out in the park with his different guys. And so I thought it was going to take more than just this one season for them to come together and to play well together. So I didn't have them in the Super Bowl. I had them being a playoff team, but I didn't think that they would make the Super Bowl. And there were, to be honest with you, there were times in this season where I'm like, yeah, Tampa Bay's defense is not as good as I thought they were, or Tampa Bay's offense is not as good as I thought they were. But when you look at the last seven games of the season, they look like a total different football team. Todd Bowles has that defense playing on a different level, attacking from different angles, attacking quarterbacks in man or zone. And when you look at that offense, I give a lot of credit to Byron Leftwich, especially right. in this, I don't think a lot of people even give him credit for this. They just say Tom Brady did all this, that, and the other. But you remember the pivotal play in the Packers game a couple of weeks ago was Tom Brady on right before the second half taking a shot, scoring a touchdown right. to Scotty Miller down there. That's a play design. That's Byron Leftwich calling the play where most offensive coordinators would say, we're going to be less aggressive. We're going to play for the field goal. Byron Leftwich said, let's be aggressive. They're expecting us to play for the field goal. They're expecting an outer sitting on our routes. We're going to go deep. And he drew up the right play, and Scotty Miller's wide open. Tom Brady delivers the football. That was a great throw and catch, but it comes back to the offensive play caller. And so when I look at the last seven games, that Tampa Bay Bucs team came together in a way that I just didn't see. And I'm just, I'm happy to see Tom have another opportunity to win a Super Bowl. I'm not one of these guys, even though I lost to Tom Brady in the Super Bowl back in 04, I'm not one of these guys that hates greatness. I appreciate the way that he's been able to carry this football team and just do a great job of leading at an advanced age. To me, that's pretty awesome.
What if you found out they cheated and beat you? Would you still be good with that?
I would like my ring. I would like a lot of different things as well.
All right, I'm just asking because some other players don't feel that way. They feel like they got cheated.
I'll take my ring. I'll take that at least. A couple million more dollars because when you win, then you start getting paid a little bit different.
Yes, right. And your signature. Your signature is worth more money. Do you know what I mean?
That's right.
All right?
That's
no
right.
doubt.
That's
what, right. Will Mahomes be able to take advantage of the secondary of Tampa? I think they're vulnerable downfield. Is that possible?
Well,
here's my question. This is what I've been asking people, and I've been trying to figure it out myself all week. How do you stop the Kansas City Chiefs? I mean, what defense do you play? You play man, and Tyreek Hill goes off the same way that he went off the first time they played the Chiefs. I mean, they played the Bucs. You know, 200-plus yards in the first half, just goes off because of this speed, and Carlton Davis just wasn't able to keep up with them. You play zone, then you get what happened, you know, 2 weeks ago when the Chiefs played the Bills. That Travis Kelce has 13 catches and just goes off. I think everybody has just kind of forgot about Clyde Edwards-Helaire and his ability to affect the game because he's been hurt a little bit, and, you know, Andy Reid likes to throw the ball. But I wouldn't be surprised if he has a pretty decent game as well. And so when I think about it, how do you stop this team? The one way you can stop them, and this is an option for Tampa Bay because they have a very good defensive front, is get after the quarterback, make him play from the pocket. Even though Patrick Mahomes is very good from the pocket, but you got to harass him. And I think the one thing you have to worry about if you're Kansas City is that offensive line situation. You got one guy's out on your left tackle, and then you got your right tackle, a new guy out there. So you have to figure out how to protect Patrick Mahomes. But listen, Andy Reid has been at this game for a long time. He's very good after the bye. Now he's had 2 weeks off. I believe that he's been game planning for this type of situation all season. And, you know, I have to believe that he's prepared for all those types of things.
All right, Brian, give us a quick prediction. And then I want to ask you an NBA question because I know you're a big NBA fan.
Oh, you see my Sixers. You see them.
I will. I'm going to get there. So give us your prediction and I'll get there.
Well, I think that Andy Reid, who's my guy, I love Coach Reid, was a great man to me, especially when we were in Philadelphia. I think they find a way to win. I think Patrick Mahomes has just been dynamite all season long. Offensive firepower has just been great. And I remember, you know, back in 08, 07, whenever the Giants won their first Super Bowl, Steve Spagnuolo was the defensive coordinator. He's the same defensive coordinator for the Kansas City Chiefs. If anyone knows how to get after Tom Brady and rattle him just a little bit, it's him. And so I expect the Chiefs to find a way to win this football game.
All right, so with the basketball, you played in Philly, obviously. You played college ball at Villanova in Philadelphia. You just said the Sixers are your team, but I know most people out there might not know you were a mainstay at Brooklyn Nets game. So don't try to hide it now. So who you got in the Eastern Conference? I guess it's one of those two. So who you got?
This is putting me in a tough spot because it's hard to deal with the firepower that the doggone Brooklyn Nets have at this point. They just can score. They just outscore you. They ain't worried about defense. They can outscore you. I think that they will cause problems for the Sixers because the Sixers, you know, even though they got a bunch of better shooters, Danny Green, Steph Curry, Tobias Harris, I still wonder, can they score enough points against that team with the Nets because their ability to shoot the three ball has just been dynamite. And whenever they need a bucket, you can go to James Harden to get you one. You can go to Kyrie, same type of thing, and obviously KD. It's just hard to beat that consistently game after game. And so I would unfortunately have to choose the Brooklyn Nets, but I love the way the Sixers are playing right now.
You better watch your back down there in Philly, man, after saying that.
They're not going to like it. They're not going to like it.
I tell you what, Embiid might be the MVP, though, if he can stay on the court.
You know, he might he's come back this season in shape with a different mindset. We just need Ben Simmons to come along a little bit. I mean, just give me a couple buckets. Give me a couple
shots.
He
don't shoot no more than you do, you know,
or I do. You're right about that.
That's the great Brian Westbrook, brother. We appreciate it, man. Enjoy the game Sunday.
All right. Thank you, guys. Take care.
All right. We a little baseball quickly. Big-time move in baseball. Rob, the rich got richer. We'll get into that next. It's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a funky Flashback Friday, bringing you into Super Bowl weekend. We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call Farmers today for a quote. And Rob, taking a quick break from football to go to baseball, Trevor Bauer going to the Dodgers. 3 years, $102 million. But it looks like he's got an opt-out after every year. So, he's getting, what, $40 million this first year. And Cy Young Award winner, obviously. And the rich are getting richer. We've talked in the past, Rob, about how, this recent past, how the Padres have really steeled themselves to make a run at the Dodgers. But this is a big power move by the Dodgers.
Definitely. He comes home. He's from North Hollywood. He had a choice between the Mets. Bob Nightingale, in fact, reported that he had taken the Mets offer. Bob Nightingale, one of the best baseball writers for USA Today. The Dodgers came. The deal seemed strange to me is that the Dodgers wanted him enough to say, hey, you can opt out every year, but they don't have any leverage. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's kind of weird because they guarantee it's all the years are guaranteed. You know what I'm saying?
So
that doesn't. That's not a team-friendly deal. If he can bounce whenever he wants, it's kind of weird. But they saw what the Padres did, and they realized that they needed to, bolster their rotation, and they showed everybody that they're serious. That they hadn't won in like. What was it, 1988, 32 years or whatever?
Right. I mean, they're intent on keeping this thing going.
Right. That's exactly where they are.
They're not just
going to
rest on that one, which is good, which I like.
No, I mean, the Dodger fans have been dying for a championship. And I think also probably would they like to win one in a regular season that was a full regular season as well? Do you know what I mean? Like, they probably do. To just say, We've won the NL West 8 years in a row. We're the best team. Well, definitely people think they're one of the best, if not the best team in the National League. So they want to be in the mix. And I think the Padres doing what they did, they picked up three big-time pitchers up to add to their rotation this offseason. And we know the Padres are a good young team. Only two teams in baseball won more games than the Padres last year. And you know those two teams? Tampa Bay and the Dodgers, and they were both in the World Series. So the Padres are right there.
Is Bauer worth this? I mean, I know he was great last year at an ERA of 1.7. But if you look at some, I mean, he was banged up the year before that. But you look at some of his past year, I mean, it's not like he's been consistently great for 4 or 5 years.
No, but he's only 30 years old. I think that's what it is. And he's trending up. Do you know what I mean? He's not 35.
Well, he was great last year.
Well, but he's not 35 trending down or something and you're getting
right.
So he's trending up. So it makes sense. If I'm the Dodgers and I want to win, I think they did the right thing. Because don't forget, the other guy who's not even going to pitch for the Padres this year is Mike Clevinger, who they got from the Indians, who's a hell of a pitcher. When he's healthy, Chris, the next year, the Padres will have five strong in their rotation.
Right.
So I think that's why it's not just for this year. It's for the next couple of years because they're going to need that. And then Clayton Kershaw is getting older. We don't know where he's going to be, you know. So there's a couple things.
Doubt.
I think this is
no
smart.
Nah, look, we'll see. I mean, I like that they're going for it. I like, you know, they've been a team that's been great for, what, 8, 9 years or so and didn't deliver on a championship. They, you know, some teams might have been like, look, we delivered on the championship. Now we're not going to spend more money, you know. And they're going out there and spending the money and saying, you know, we're going for more championships. We don't want to just – we're not content to just keep winning the division and we got our one ring. They're going for the championship. So I do like that about them. And it's going to be, man, them and the Padres. And, you know, there'll be other teams out there too. It's going to be great competition next season in the MLB. All right, we got 2 hours left. We're getting you ready for Super Bowl Sunday. Keep it locked.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s. Dance away with hip hop beats and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.